Oversold over here. The bull case for beaten up Britain.
One of the vices of Britons is a penchant for mourning the country's decline. To be cured of this, Britain would probably need a different history. It was the first industrial nation. From that starting point, its influence could only ever go in one direction, downwards. There is a large literature blaming long-term decline on sloth, complacency and amateurism. Brexit is just another opportunity to lament lost relevance. This sense of decline is felt keenly in capital markets. Sterling was once the global currency, but it now accounts for less than 5% of foreign exchange reserves. Britain's money markets used to stand out in Europe for their high interest rates, but no longer. And Britain's stock market is a shadow of its former self. Big IPOs are as rare as rocking horse dung. This scarcity, along with years of share underperformance, has seen Britain's share of global market capitalization shrink markedly. So accepted has the narrative of decline become that it is probably time to bet the other way. The economy is poised for a sharp recovery. London's bourse is stuffed with the shares of companies, miners, banks and energy firms that ought to do well in an environment of rising inflation. And though fixing the structural deficiencies of Britain's capital markets is a big task, it is not impossible. On cyclical grounds, there is a strong case for Britain. The immediate outlook for the economy is rosier than almost anywhere. That in part reflects the ground lost to COVID-19. The Bank of England reckons that even after a surge in activity this quarter, GDP will still be around 5% below its pre-pandemic level. But it is also because the vaccine rollout has been impressively quick. There is a sense, too, that uncertainty is diminishing. Brexit is done. The world has kept turning, and politics is more stable. Even if a fight over Scottish and possibly Northern Irish independence still looms, the ruling Conservatives enjoy a handsome majority in Parliament. The FTSE All Share Index is heavy with the kind of cyclical stocks that have been in favour recently, but lamentably it is light on the digital champions of tomorrow. This is not for lack of innovation. Britain is rather good at fostering startups. There are various tax breaks to help fledgling companies raise seed capital. Universities have grasped that business spin-offs are to be encouraged, says Anne Glover of Amadeus Capital Partners, a venture capital firm. Britain has four in the top ranks: Oxford, Cambridge, Imperial College, and University College London.